Welcome to the Morristown National Historical Park Winter Encampment Podcast Series. Despite their busy daily routine, soldiers were still left with many idle hours during the encampment. Officers and men found various ways to occupy their time when not performing military duties. Some turned to social gatherings over food or music, others to more private diversions. As these eyewitness accounts show, the men of the Continental Army managed to carve out a small bit of comfort and humanity in spite of the hard conditions. February 16th, 1780.
My hut. Ah, my hut. It is building, and will be till nearly the first of next month. Then, sir, I expect to open the doors and welcome every guest that comes with stores, doubly to pay what he eats and drinks while with me. I expect to have about a dozen fine girls to drink tea with me the first afternoon.
Lieutenant Colonel Ebenezer Huntington, temporary commander of Stark's Brigade, to Colonel Webb. April 6th, 1780. Spring-like weather. This day sowed lettuce in my camp garden. Lieutenant Colonel Josiah Harmar, Inspector, Pennsylvania Line. Spring, 1780.
At a dinner given by Colonel Webb, who had just rejoined the regiment to General Washington's staff, I was called into the room. Colonel Webb gave me a small silver cup of wine and directed me to sing a certain song. I replied that the wine caused a strangling that prevented my singing the song. He told me to walk the room, and when I was ready, sing. I paraded up and down by the company two or three turns, when I sung God Save America. Colonel Webb then directed me to go to Colonel Jackson's hut, where Mrs. Washington and some ladies were, and tell Mrs. Washington that he had sent me to sing her a song. I did so sing the song when she presented me with a bill of $3 continental currency. The bill has been kept, folded as she gave it to me. The ladies and gentlemen afterwards joined company and descended down a long hill. About halfway down, they seated themselves on some fallen trees, where I sung them one more song. As they moved off, an officer with a lady on his arm beckoned to me, put his arm behind him, from which I took 3 English shillings. The officer was General Lafayette.
Richard Lord Jones, Pfeiffer, age 12, Webb's Regiment.